Home care, this is Shinda. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Karen Young. I have a daughter that's 41 that I am needing some help with.
Sure.
And
so do you want home care? Do you want someone to come help her?
Well, I don't know what I need. I didn't know whether I could get paid to take care of her. I've had her for the last 3 years, and it's you know, becoming a little bit hard, and I just need some help.
Sure. So we would be able to help you, actually. We're a home care agency, which if the patient has Medicaid, then can get approved for home care services, which you can have a family member care for them.
Okay. So
is she a Medicaid?
Not yet. She was on Medicaid, but we went to Alabama for a while, and we did not realize it didn't just, you know, transfer. And so we are back. I'm in Missouri right now, and where I used to live here. And so, because Alabama couldn't help her at all, or couldn't help me either.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So we need to get a hold of Medicaid for Missouri, is that right?
Right, but are you sure that she's not active now in
No, she
Medicaid?
Is not. No, she's no.
I could check. I could
we know
check.
That Okay.
Do you have her Medicaid ID, or I could check with her name and social or date of birth?
Yeah, name and social. I have it's Charlene C H A R L E N E Sawyer. Sawyer.
Okay.
And her date of birth is 4/25/1984.
84.
And I'm looking up her social here. I can't remember it. It is 515-94-6008. She used to be on Kansas Medicaid.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know whether we need to stay in Missouri or go to Kansas. I'm just not sure what we need to do. But she needs some help.
Okay, so just to confirm, her social use has is 515-94-6008.
Yes.
Okay, and date of birth is 4/25/1984.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, nothing coming up. It's not even showing that it's inactive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's inactive because
her name is not even coming up. Not even showing nothing.
Yeah.
So she would need first Medicaid. She would need first active Medicaid, and then we would be able to help her get the services, apply for home care.
Okay. Now, would that be in Missouri or Kansas?
So it would be in Missouri because she would need Missouri,
okay.
Medicaid in Missouri.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
So
we've applied for Medicaid here in Missouri, so hopefully that will come through quickly, and then I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah. Save our number and whatever she has, Medicaid can call us back and we'll be able to help you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And what's your
name? Sure. Thanks. My name is Shindel. If you want, I could give you my direct number. So if you want to call back me directly, then you could do that.
Yes. Let me write this down.
Okay, great. I can actually text you if that's easier.
Oh, yes. Please do that. It's 417. 540-6066. And if you wouldn't mind, say what branch or what's the name of your office and your name and the phone number. Okay.
And
thank
what's
you so
your
much.
Name?
My name is Karen Young, and I am her DPOA. I'm her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, you know, over her health and anything else. I'm completely...
Mm-hmm.
Papers already that the hospital signed when she got sick. So,
Okay. Yeah, okay, so I'll send you a text and reach out whenever she is active with Medicaid.
Okay, thank you
okay,
so
thanks
much.
So
I
much
appreciate
calling.
Your time.
Sure, have a great day.
Okay,
Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
You too, huh? Bye-bye.